Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly get-together here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is the morning host on KRLA here in Los Angeles. Jay is everywhere with me on the Good Day program. We are here to go through the charts for this past week, week of February the 20th to 24th, in our own unique way. With a look at some of the stories, I'll go through all the stories and the people list, the top 10 stories, top 10 people on the list, some of whom you may not recognize, but we'll do our best to explain who some of them are, because that's our job here. We're trying in this ancillary way to accompany the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's a two-hour program every weekend, starts on Friday, runs through the weekend, and you can even hear it on Monday morning if you're up very early. And just so you know, if you're a fan of News Talk Radio, and that's what I'm guessing most of you are, although there are different fans, I've been getting a lot of mail this week. As we have really sort of underscored our connections on social media, more people are following us at Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show and on Twitter at Good Day On Air. And the phone line which you can use to connect to us is 855-999-DOUG. That sounds very self-serving. How about we do 855-999-3684, which happens to be the same number. So help yourself to that. Share your thoughts about some of the issues of the day, the events of the day, the way we're talking about it, what we're talking about. And we'll share some of that when we get to next segment of the program, which is all about social media and some of the things that you are saying today and through this past week. Jennifer and I were just talking, well, there are a couple of things, because I wanted to, she wanted to know what time I got in, and I got in a couple of hours ago, because the weather is so bad.
It's in Los Angeles, you can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of the time when I come here is because I'm escaping the weather. I plan it so that I'm going to escape the lousy weather in New England.
Not this time.
So get on the plane. It is pretty much the same. Wind, rain, and snow. And you say, wait a minute, did you say you were in Los Angeles and there's snow? There is snow. The famous Route 5 connection that goes over the hill to Las Vegas. What do they call it? The Wine Sidewinder or something?
It's the Cajon Pass.
Okay, all right. So anyway, that's been shut.
Your duck.
So this has been shut down because of the snow, and it's only like 25.
This is the first time since 1989 that Los Angeles County has been under a blizzard warning.
Yeah.
And
Los Angeles.
It's kind of funny because that my friends in Washington, D.C. and the Virginia area have been writing back and forth with me saying, oh, it's 80 degrees. Oh, I can
see. Yeah, yesterday was 70 something.
Fire.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
Here it's been very, very cold and wet. And there's I think snow level's down to 1,000 feet, which means the area that I live in is subject to get snow. This has only happened maybe two or three times in my whole lifetime, which is 25 years. So, you know, that's a long time.
Yeah.
But it's actually kind of fun to have some weather. It's not fun if you have to be out in it. And the flooding we're just, as we do this show, the flooding really is just beginning, or at least the warnings of flooding. They're saying that you could get up to 5 inches of rain in L.A. County, which is damaging. And on my local show, because I get very excited about snow, I was having people call in a snow patrol and report any flakes that they see. And it seems like the area of Yucaipa had tons of snow, which is kind of on the way to Palm Springs from L.A. County. So
many of the people who listen to your program are flakes in a different sense.
How dare you?
Okay. Right. All right. So anyway, flakes listen to this program. There are lots of flaky people around that maybe ought to be reported in one way or another. So that's the weather. As I look at the television stations, this is extraordinarily politically incorrect. But I think I said it when I was here. And maybe it's just that I notice it when I'm here and I don't pay attention to it. I flipped through the five news channels this morning already. There is not one person on the air at the moment on any of these news channels that is not Hispanic. What does that sound like? Sounds like I'm a jerk? Sounds like I'm observational?
Well, it reflects the community. Like, you know, that's
no, it doesn't. What? There's no. What do you mean? How many? The Hispanic
Los
population
Angeles
is about 40%.
No, it's a minority-majority city now.
Okay, so does that mean everybody, the white people, black people don't have any value? It's just all Hispanics?
No, it absolutely means that white people and black people have value. I think it's ridiculous to hire people for what they look like and for their skin color and to look at people instead of who's best for the job. I'm not saying that these people aren't, but I'm saying many of these news stations try to reflect the community. And right now, I think Hispanics make up over 60, maybe closer to 65% of Los Angeles. Teach. Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Well, I'll let you figure it out for yourself.
No, thank you. Not that, you know, in a manner of speaking, there's a legitimate end to the story in the fact that these were, before we became part of America, certainly Southern California and Arizona and New Mexico are all part of the old Mexico, and so the same struggles that went on with the American Indians, the American Natives, went on here to kick the Hispanics out. So that the people that were in charge as we became a country were white, and so this is a way of coming back. I'm just wondering whether there'll be a move, because in California there is this move to pay reparations to everybody who's black to the tune of about $385,000. And if you live in San Francisco, you might be lucky enough to get $5 million if you can prove that your ancestry is San Franciscan. And so that,
but silly,
you know,
the only group of people who have actually been sort of put into a slave environment are Asian Americans now in the state
here.
Of California.
They getting any money?
Yeah, no, I don't believe that there are any programs for them.
No, okay. All right, let's get to the story list, shall we? We've done number 10, a discussion of the severe weather. Did I say, Jay, on the air or off the air, the story about I think I just said to you, Jennifer, when we were getting started before we went on the air, when I flew out here last night, the pilot said it was going to take us an extra hour and 17 minutes because we had to go to Canada to get around the storms that were coming through the central part of the country. And so we did that, and when we were landing at LAX, the pilot comes on and said, well, this was good. I measured very accurately how to use our fuel, but we are landing at LAX on fumes.
So scary. Did you have a lot of turbulence?
No turbulence. I slept for 3.5 hours on the plane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was gonzo. Yeah. Right. So anyway, it just, it's,
so maybe
that
he
is
helped you out. Since you can sleep on planes, he actually just helped with your sleep totals.
Yes, he did. Yeah, I feel fine and dandy. Here we go. Number 9, all of these shootings that have taken place. I saw something, 116, yeah, here it is. The stat is 116 people died from gun violence a day since the beginning of the year in our country.
How many?
116
a day. Do you know 330 people are dying from fentanyl every single day?
That's another outrage. Mm-hmm. All of these things are this is outrageous.
It's funny how one is a problem to some group of people and one isn't. I don't know.
Well, it isn't. I don't know. Do we consider ourselves? We look at this, and I consider them both to be this is outrageous. This is America,
well,
for God's sakes.
Well, and also when the gun situation, how many people are dying from gun violence every day? It kind of paints a picture of it's all these mass shootings and they're not. It's a lot of times individuals
one-on-one.
Or self-inflicted, and and then with the fentanyl crisis,
suicide.
Oh my goodness, that is just...
It's heartbreaking. It's all heartbreaking.
It's an epidemic.
6,278 people have died from gun violence this year. That's the headline, but the story is focused in part on the suicides and the number that, as that becomes a part of the whole. And then there are the number of teenagers who were killed and the number of children who were killed. And I think that comes to the surface because of the killing of that youngster by the guy who had, after he shot.
The return to an earlier murder scene and shot
in Orlando.
The car that went into the house. And then you have children who are getting access to guns because they're not properly stored away.
Mm-hmm. So
and
the
a
majority
lot of the stuff that people don't want to talk about too is the stuff that happens in places like Chicago and in the big cities where you've got all of this gang violence that's happening weekend after weekend. I mean, it's not uncommon to have 40 people dead in Chicago just on a regular weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We got to figure out what's going on, and a lot of it is that we don't have law and order, we don't have structure, we're throwing out people's ability to actually enforce the law, and families are on the decline. It's just, it's such a multi-pronged. I think there's so many people that want to assess blame in one avenue, and it's just, it's such a multifaceted problem.
Well, but so what do we do, though? Because you and I both know, whether you like it or you don't like it, the gun people will, they make so much noise. Politicians are afraid of them. I wish somebody would come up, would stand up and create some solution that focuses on all of the problems. The fact that there isn't a need, yeah, there's a desire, but do we get to the point of when you look at all the other incursions on us as Americans, the restrictions that we have on our lives, some of them serious, some of them not, but there certainly are way more restrictions on my life as I look back over the years that I've been on the planet Earth. The kinds of restrictions in everyday life. We were trying to get a license to do some things on the farm this week. And so we applied, as this is the first summer really going to be active since the pandemic. So we went back to the old rules and filled out all the forms. Oh, no, you can't do that because we need to know stuff that they don't need to know. But they'll tell you they need to know because it's just more government on top of more government on top of more government. And that doesn't, there's nothing, they just throw more money at stuff. They don't fix anything. They just throw more money at it. And that doesn't, you know, you look at all of this stuff, and there just has to be
some. When it comes to guns also, we tend to penalize the good guys rather than penalize the bad guys. And so we need to figure out how we do a better job at that, probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's number nine on the list. Number eight on the list is Marjorie Taylor Greene and her call for a national divorce. I'm not going to get into that right now because I want to get into it in more detail. I'm going to give you the whole story list. So from 8 to 7, what's the Supreme Court doing this week? The investigations can do. This is so pathetic that this is still number 6, that people are talking about the investigations into Trump as much as they were. It's pathetic. Number
six. Well, I think they're talking about because of that ding-dong jury forewoman. Did you see her come out?
Yeah, yeah.
She's like 30 years old, and she's like, I just wanted to subpoena him so I could give him, so I could swear him in because I'm the foreperson. I mean, that does not look exactly serious.
No, there's trouble in America for that sort of thing. All right, so we'll cook up some more stories around the list as we continue here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, which is the all-natural way to lose weight and especially to keep it off. No side effects from this.
That's right. There's nothing in Calitrin that would cause you to have any sort of negative side effects. We always boast that we have side benefits, actually, because the ingredients that are in Calitrin are good for you. It's all just natural, the way that your body wants to lose weight. Your metabolism is being boosted. You're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue. And so you just all around feel better. Now, our 90-day program has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the inches and the pounds come off.
So what sort of good news do you have for people who want to bargain when they're buying Calitrin products?
Well, right now for Valentine's, we've got a big sale up. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. When you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. And it's unlimited. So buy four, get four. Buy 10, get 10.
Go to toploss.com and use the Doug card to get free shipping. Toploss.com for Calitrin.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, Talk Radio Review time. Jake Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen to review what you are saying and feeling and thinking about some of the issues, the comment line, which is easily accessible. All you got to do is go to gooddayshow.com. If you are following us on Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, actually. And Twitter, it's at Good Day On Air. So the first question, Jay, is who do you feel would be a solid candidate at this point? When I was going through this, Jennifer, I went through the stats that I saw one of the days this week where Trump was one and DeSantis was two and, you know, all the other.
It seems depending on what polls you look at. It's
exactly.
Wild. There are wild swings on not only the Republican side, which two people favor there, but also whether or not people would support Joe Biden or someone else on the Democrat side. So it's
someone else wins on that one.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's got a someone else now. His very first challenger's in the ring. Did you hear?
No.
Marianne Williamson is back to challenge Joe Biden.
Oh, she good. Okay, she's an interesting character.
I knew you'd be excited.
I know you think she's a fruitcake, but she's all right. She can't be. I mean, you look at some of these other names here. Vivek Ramaswamy?
No, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Him, too.
Keep an eye on him. He's really smart. Yes.
Where is he from? I never heard of him before this week.
He's a venture capitalist. He's created a ton of businesses in biotech and in the medical industry.
Really?
He's written books called Woke Inc., a couple of other titles that were bestsellers. And he
is he a Republican or a Democrat?
He's
or
a Republican. Yeah. And he's 37 years old. And he talks about something pretty fantastic. He talks about the return of meritocracy, which I think for many people, we think that that's what's killing us. It's snuffing out everything. This quest for equity. We're not talking about equality, but equity, where pretty much everybody is the same, right?
Yeah.
Instead of celebrating people's strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
And he's, I think he'll be interesting. We'll see how he does.
All right. So what comments do we have from our listeners here? Is there anything in here? I'm looking at the same names.
Yeah, it seems like it's the same names over and over. Steve Lovely says DeSantis likes Trump, but feel he's burned too many bridges. David Ham says Donald Trump. He would stop the madness down at our southern border.
That's Dan all he'd do.
Dan Moeller says Tulsi Gabbard. However, we have Lynn Charlene, who is like Doug Steffen for president, or Jay as a VP, and even kick Doug out and have Jen as president.
Yeah, Jen would be a good president. Yeah, Jen and Jay for president. Yeah,
I like it. We'll just have the Jays. Vote Jay.
All right, vote for Jays. All right, what else have we got? The metal sphere on the beach in Japan. What is it?
And yeah, we had to break some of the tension of the week, so we had some fun with this one. Wrong answers only. What is that metal spear? Greg Donahoe says it's a shot put. A really strong guy was practicing in Guam, and it went really, really
from
far.
From Zeus.
All right, Thor.
Timlo says it's remains of the Death Star.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, yep. Stephen J. said it's a prehistoric hamster exercise ball.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Our good old friend Maria Francesca Trilogy said aliens came to test the waters and forgot some of the gear.
Mm-hmm.
Tisha McCoy called it a giant robotic rabbit feces. Can I say the word that she said?
Rabbit turd? Sure,
yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
You know, wow,
that
was very explicit on her part. I mean, you know.
Good for you, Miss.
Well, don't want to live in that brain.
I don't know. I think that's the winner. Or maybe this one. Chris Biolacino said it's Pokemon. Come on, guys,
Pokemon.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of people that... See, that sort of thing I find much more interesting to talk about than any of this other stuff. Even though I'm not doing... the Good Day Show is not a typical... we have issues, but we don't have the same old issue. Once in a while, I'll talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene, but only from the point of view of, you know, just what a character, or who is she a caricature of, in a manner of speaking. I don't take her seriously, but there are a lot of other things going on.
He's in love with her. Give it up.
No. I think she's just she's interesting.
Fine line between love and hate.
All right.
Love and loathing. 28
after here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a USA News update. President Biden so far has no plans to visit the site of the train derailment in Ohio that released toxic chemicals, but he has ordered federal officials to go door-to-door in East Palestine to speak to residents this weekend. The murder trial of lawyer Alex Murdaugh has adjourned till Monday after the prosecution spent time Friday challenging his credibility during cross-examination. Murdaugh has admitted lying to police, but still maintains he did not kill his wife and son. The FDA is facing a new lawsuit over the abortion medication mifepristone. A dozen Democratic state attorneys general are claiming access to the medication is unnecessarily restricted. Officials around the world have marked 1 year since the start of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Zelensky says he's certain his country will win the fight. This is Karen Sloan, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the top 10 stories and the people on the people list. So we've gone bouncing around here. We were at the national divorce at number 8 this week. Marjorie Taylor Greene is number 8 on the people list as well. So not once, but once again, the second time for a national divorce. Why people pay attention to her, the only reason they do is because she's a fruitcake.
You know, it's funny because she's not the fruitcake that she used to be, in your words. She actually kind of moderated a bit with Kevin McCarthy. And in fact, a lot of people on the far left with the Matt Gaetz and the Lauren Boebert factions, they were disappointed in her because she worked with Kevin McCarthy when they were trying to name the speaker.
Right. Well, that was because she got onto some plum committee assignments. That was what she got out of it.
Absolutely. That was part of the deal.
But embarrassing watching some of those people like Boebert and her and Gates and these others.
See, I think you listen too much to the media. I don't think it's embarrassing at all. I think the 4 days of having that standoff in Congress resulted in some of the best stuff that we have going on right now.
Oh, there's been stuff accomplished. Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the disrespect.
The media said it was a clown show and all this. You know what? She may have booed during the State of the Union, but Nancy Pelosi ripped the speech up behind Donald Trump.
We all know
that.
That doesn't make it right.
Of course, but decorum is gone. Unfortunately, that's just what's happening today.
Yeah.
Sometimes it feels like it's more of a reality show than actually running the government.
Yep.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, I don't even want to talk about Trump and the investigations because it's just a bunch of...
girl who came to know him this week.
What was her name?
Jay, you just put it out there. What was her name?
Emily Kors.
Emily Kors.
That's who that is. Yeah, that's right, too. Okay. She's number 7 on the list.
You've heard Anderson Cooper talk about this girl, and if you didn't see it, Emily Kors is the jury foreperson on the grand jury gathered to look into whether or not Trump should be indicted.
She's doing a media tour.
She went to AP, and AP's like, all right. And they talked to her, and she's got the wild eyes, and she's like, I just wanted to subpoena Trump so that I could swear him in because I'm responsible for swearing people in. And I thought it would be cool to look at him for like 60 seconds.
You sound like Trump.
Make him swear to tell the truth. No, that's what she sounded like. She was like this dingy ding. Right. It was hysterical. And so Anderson Cooper, which is funny, responds by, I don't think she should be doing that.
Good for you. You're getting right on it, Anderson.
Yeah, you're not supposed to necessarily talk about the cases. Now, in Georgia, what she did didn't break any laws, but of course it's like a gift. So if Trump does get indicted, his legal team's going to be like, well, this is who, gave the indictment and was giving interviews, and this doesn't look great for your case. So what a mess.
All right, speaking of somebody who doesn't look great, Pete Buttigieg's. I have a thing about it. And at this point, I almost purposely mispronounce his name because I don't know what my respect quotient is for him. When he was running for president, he seemed like he could hold his own and do actually pretty well as just the mayor of South Bend. He really has made a name for himself to the point of becoming the transportation secretary. But since this toxic train wreck, which is number 5 this week on the story list, has been all over the place in the news media and on people's minds, he went to the derailment site this week and said he, quote, could have spoken sooner.
Yeah.
What a ridiculous response.
3 weeks later.
He said he was more about doing the work than playing part in the politics. But, okay, so what was the work?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. This
but where's the answer
so
to the question? What caused, I have my own theory, after seeing some of the video footage of the train, the brakes and the wheels on the train frozen up, one of the cars had that.
It overheated. Came out with it, basically.
Yeah, the preliminary report. They got an alert that it was an axis was overheating, and when they were trying to slow it down, that's when it derailed.
No.
And the other piece of this is that, and they've told us now, but everybody seems to kind of like, sweep it under the rug. So the first explosion happens. Then whoever makes the decision with the government, and this is why I believe you haven't seen old Pothole Pete show up there, is that some dummy within the government said, you know what we should do is dig a big hole, let all the chemicals go into that hole, and then we'll set that on fire to burn it off. And they're the ones who shot off a mushroom cloud over East Palestine. It was the government burning off the chemicals that caused the mushroom cloud. So, of course, they want to stay away from it.
And how many suits are going to be people getting sick there? How many people are going to sue the government, so
and they
you
have
and
right.
I have to pay for them.
Yeah. And the fact that it takes, and I know you don't like to hear the T word, but it took Trump coming before FEMA and the EPA would actually even go in there. FEMA wasn't going to give him emergency money. The EPA was like, oh, it's just the railroad's responsibility. So at least he drove those groups to go in and help the people. But this Mayor Pete, has there been a worse transportation secretary? The first grounding of flight since 9/11. All of the money for infrastructure going to green projects and all the port problems. I mean, he's a disaster.
He's an inexperienced person. His life has been pretty much very sheltered. What he did in South Bend was good for South Bend. But on the national stage, he doesn't have what it takes. And that's the problem, unfortunately, with a lot of these people who have been put. Look at the people, for the most part, who have been put into these jobs. They don't know what they're doing. The only guy who was in the cabinet that really knew what he was doing was the Labor Secretary, Marty Walsh, and he just took a job running the NHL Players Union for twice as much as he was making there.
And I was with you. I thought Pete was like the rising star of the party. But the more you see him work, and then the more you hear about how the people in South Bend really didn't love him as much as people like to say he did. And the poor guy.
So who is the rising star then?
A member of the Village People.
As we look at number 4 on the story list, 24 presidential race, we have a lot of people that are being discussed in the Republican Party, but who's being discussed?
Gavin Newsom. Kamala Harris.
He's a waste of time.
Those are the three. I mean, you hear, for this time around, Biden, Kamala Harris, or Gavin Newsom are really the only three names. Now, there could be some other people, Sherrod Brown. I just don't think he's going to jump in this time. I think maybe if you have an open primary field.
Ohio Senator from Ohio? Yeah. Nah. Those people are not. Those, what a horrible bunch of choices. You mean to tell me, when you look at the list of Republican choices that seem to be flying around at the moment, or Democrats, this is the best America has to offer?
Republicans,
and maybe that's
have
who this guy, Vivek Ramaswamy.
I said the Republicans have a pretty deep bench. Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy as a young guy, Ron DeSantis. Those are all names of people who can be up and coming, and I don't know. I think it's a pretty good-looking bench, actually. Not physically, but...
Same old. It's the same old, same old, same old. Just...
Who do you like?
Same old words. And who do I like? I like Mitt Romney, frankly. I think he would be a good president. I know he'd make you throw up, but I...
Did you even vote for him when he actually ran?
Yes, I did vote for him when he was mayor, when he was governor of Massachusetts. I voted for him twice. I voted proudly for all the Republicans. Mitt Romney? Yeah, I did vote for him in the primary. Yeah, yeah, I did. But he was the three Republicans in recent memory in Massachusetts have all been fabulous governors. They were the Charlie Baker governorship, which is over now, and Maura Healey, who is already absurd in liberalism. And I probably shouldn't use that term because it isn't really the right term to use. Progressivism. I had this whole thing. Jay and I, Jennifer, had this whole conversation a couple of weeks ago as to how to properly apply a term that is adequate and accurate when it comes to how to label these people. There's nothing about the fact that liberal comes from liber, which means free. Most of all of the liberal thinking that I come across, whether it's in politics or on a college campus or just in life in general, is very restrictive. There's nothing free about the liberal thinking that goes on in our country. And then, you know, you look around at conservative, that's not the right word. I don't have a better word other than right-winger, but that conservative is not the appropriate term either for what people think. You know,
but it seems like that also goes to put people in boxes, too, because you can be liberal without being a liberal. You can be conservative without being a conservative. But people hear those words, and all of a sudden you go into the specific box.
And they'll vilify the heck out of you when they hear those words.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, on either side. I think we ought to spend...
For sure.
The other things that are here, I'm surprised that Michael Harrison didn't have Jimmy Carter on the people list as he wanes toward the end of the line, the end of the road, the things that are focused on. Maybe it's because he wasn't a great president, but he was a great human being.
He's a good human, though.
Very good human being. And so, and I look at all the things that are being said about him now. And this always happens. I mean, look at all the... after George Bush got out of office and the next horror show presented itself, people were starting to think, oh, George Bush wasn't so bad after all. Maybe it's the reflection on some of these people, because George Bush was that bad after all. But when you compare him to some of these other people, they just keep getting worse and worse and worse. And that goes back to what I was just saying about who the choices are and how it is part of the culprit here. You keep referring to it, and you know, I don't know, it's like a fingernail on a blackboard when you refer to the media. The media is an all-encompassing word that refers to movies and radio and all sorts of things. So when we...
But we shorten the mainstream media.
News media.
Yeah,
news media.
We shorten mainstream news media to media.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway, that's not fair to the other people who are in the other media that don't want to have anything to do with how the news media is functioning or isn't functioning. See, I think that's a part of the public, that's a part of the national discussion that should be much more of a focus than it is. How much we don't know. And maybe the best example of that is the situation with the train wreck. And the news media, what they do to investigate and dig around. No, they're waiting for the government to tell them what happened. Well, if you're a good journalist, if you're a good reporter, if you're investigating stuff, that's what you're supposed to do. Some guy interviewed the president of Norfolk Southern on PBS this week, and it was, you know, it was the questions were skewed from the left, because that's what you get when you're watching PBS or when you're listening to NPR. You're going to get that. The same as if Jennifer interviews you on her program, it's going to be skewed to the right to a point. And so there it is. That's the biggest problem that we face, the things that we can't seem to get a Walter Cronkite or Huntley Brinkley. Maybe I'm just dating myself. Even Tom Brokaw. I mean, nobody knew what those people's politics were, right? They weren't doing the news. everybody knows what the politics are, the people on CNN or Fox or MSNBC, because they've cut out of the landscape a position that, you know, we compare, those of us who are in the general media, the audio media, compare it to what you like for music, right? I want conservative politics, so I like AC music, or I like oldies music. Or, you know, that's what it's boiling down to. And it doesn't have staying power now, at least not on news talk radio, because people are just getting tired of it. You can see that in the ratings, just tired of the same old stuff. So anyway, ladies, thank you. Jennifer Horn is here, and we continue with Jay Kirshner and Doug on the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top stories this week, according to the charts that have been released, published, if you will, on Talkers.com and at GoodDayShow.com for News Talk Radio. So, this last full week of February, number 10, a discussion of the weather all across the country, and that certainly is something that occupies a lot of people's. I mean, what's more important to your daily routine than the weather that you will experience? So that's 10. Number 9, a focus on the number of people who have been killed in our country since the beginning of the year. The number of shootings every single day in our country, crazy. And number 8, the Marjorie Taylor Greene focus on a national divorce. Number 7, the Supreme Court and various arguments before them this week. The Trump investigations, can you believe that still is in the top 10? Number 6, the train wreck is 5, the presidential race is 4, relations with China 3, relations with Russia 2, and Biden going to Europe, number 1.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
Steve is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large manufacturing firm. I've got anywhere from 10 to 50 projects going at any given time. I absolutely have to be sharp. 5 years ago is when I started to notice I started making mistakes. My memory was not nearly as sharp as it had been. I was confiding in my friend about the problems I was having with my memory, and she said, Stephen, you've got to try Prevagen. After a period of time of taking Prevagen, my memory was getting better, and I started to feel a much better sense of well-being. If you're experiencing what I was experiencing, try it. I really believe that it's going to have tremendous effects for you, just like it did for me.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the top stories this week, according to the charts that have been released, published, if you will, on Talkers.com and at GoodDayShow.com for News Talk Radio. So, this last full week of February, number 10, a discussion of the weather all across the country, and that certainly is something that occupies a lot of people's. I mean, what's more important to your daily routine than the weather that you will experience? So that's 10. Number 9, a focus on the number of people who have been killed in our country since the beginning of the year. The number of shootings every single day in our country, crazy. And number 8, the Marjorie Taylor Greene focus on a national divorce. Number 7, the Supreme Court and various arguments before them this week. The Trump investigations. Can you believe that still is in the top 10? Number 6. The train wreck is 5. The presidential race is 4. Relations with China, 3. Relations with Russia, 2. And Biden going to Europe, number 1.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now, 53 past the hour. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. So the number, close to the number one, number two, number one, depending on how you shake it out, because Biden's trip to Europe started in Ukraine. So the number one and number two stories are a reflection on the fact that the war started a year ago. So 1 year later, Vladimir Putin is still saying he's going to win, even though the weather over there is pretty much the same as it is here. The winter is horrible over there, cold, the snow and all of the things that I guess the Ukrainians are using to their favor. The fact that Putin, though, has cost us what he has cost us, because America has kicked in more than any of the other countries combined. And so our taxpayer has been victimized by the Russian war in Ukraine. One wonders if this is not a pathetic, not a joke, but I don't know what the right way is to look
upon
it.
Well, this is exactly what my co-host says every day. So you found some agreement with my co-host.
That'd be the only thing I'd agree with him on.
Who says that the air raid sirens going off when Joe Biden arrived, that was fake and you know, used to bring drama to try to bring the appetite to people to start funding this war? And is there really a war, basically, or is this a way to bankrupt other countries and to enrich places like Ukraine, right? It's good for Russia because they bankrupt us. It's good for China because they bankrupt us. And it's good for Ukraine because they take all of our money. But I don't know if that's necessarily true. I hate to be that cynical. But I do think there are a lot of questions to be asked about where our money is going. Because while I want Ukraine to win, and I think Vladimir Putin wants to reunite the USSR, I think the blank check approach is not okay for the American taxpayer. And what I wish we would have had the opportunity to see this week is not Joe Biden saying we're giving you unending everything that you want, including paying the pensions of your people, which is not our job to do. It's not our job to take on, to pay the pensions of the Ukrainian people when we can't even do that for our people here at home.
Yeah, how do we, what about our veterans here? Hello?
Exactly. But what he comes out, you know, he comes out and says that, but what he didn't say is he didn't put any pressure on the European Union countries. Do you know that the next highest country, so we've put in, you know, tens of billions of dollars into this
trillions.
We're getting close to over $100 billion now.
The next highest country
is the UK, who has given $4 billion to Ukraine. They are also involved in the treaty to protect them. It was the UK, the US, and Russia that were supposed to protect them. So they're on the line for a couple of things, and it wouldn't have been nice to see Biden actually show some backbone and say, we put in another dollar when the European Union puts in another euro. It should not be just the United States all the time.
But you
and
know,
I know
that's
you hate
not
Trump,
happen.
But Trump would have said that, and Trump would have pushed NATO, just like he did the last time he was around, to do
here
more.
We are making it about Trump and
not
Biden.
About Trump. It's about where the failure is right here. And
yeah, the failure is with this administration and also with people understanding what really is going on there. It's not being taught, not being discussed. The news media is covering up a lot of stuff that's going on over there that ought to be covered, frankly. And you make reference to the Western Alliance. Putin misjudged it, though that's one thing. I mean, the fact that they've refused Russian oil and gas, how much does that cost the Europeans? So maybe it isn't just how much money they give into the war effort. How much does it cost them, Germany, France, England, Spain, to not have Russian oil and gas? That's
and we would have never been in this predicament if Biden hadn't said he wasn't going to do any more drilling here and the cost of oil shot straight up. That gave Russia the ability to invade in the first place.
Yeah, see, there are a couple of reasons why you're still paying $3 or more, depending on where you are. I saw for the first time this week gas for $2.99 at a couple of the cheapy stations, but that still is based on the cost of a barrel of oil, about 40 to 50 cents more. The price of gasoline right now, based on the cost of a barrel of oil, ought to be around $2.40, someplace in there. And so that's all part of this war and what's going on. But as you look at this stuff, what's newsworthy is that the Ukrainians have stuck together and they've made the Russians look bad, because the Russians do look bad. And so the only way people say, well, why are we afraid of the Russians? Well, the only reason we're afraid of the Russians, if we are afraid of them, is because that idiot Putin's got his fingers on the button. That's the only reason to fear. Other than that,
now with China.
Yeah, that's the only reason to be focused on that at all. But here we are, a year into it, this weekend marking the year. And what do we have to... There certainly is an uncertain future in Ukraine at the moment and through all that part of Europe. Talk Radio Countdown Show, 59 past the hour with Jennifer J. and Doug.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.